Good afternoon, Audio Boo. I've been browsing through my followed boos this afternoon, just after my RNIB call and after I'd done my boo to the VIP channel. And I just wanted to respond to a few of the boos that I've heard. And I thought I'd do it all in one boo so that I'm not clogging everyone's audio boo up and they don't have they're probably getting sick of hearing my waffling by now. So I'm going to put it all into one boo just to save the people having to hear about 50 audio boos from me. So my first comment is on the record store boo that Stuart Lawler posted. As Brian rightly said, he's doing 7 boos in 7 days, all on a different issue. And they've all been really thought-provoking, and he's had to basically try and do them in 2 minutes. So they're not awfully long either. So it's been really interesting to listen to them. And the record store issue, I actually think that's interesting. And please excuse me as I'm just going to put something in my microwave at the same time as talking here. It's very interesting what you say about the record stores, both Brian and Stuart. I actually don't think the record stores as we know them have got long left. I agree with that point entirely. I think they are going to go out of fashion because, as you've all rightly said already, it's all going online now. So what's the need for the stores? I mean, everyone's buying their music from iTunes, Amazon, places like that. Or if you're book fans, maybe Audible and other stores that are similar. I personally, when I buy books now, I buy them from iTunes or Audible, mainly iTunes lately. And I also buy some things from Amazon as well, depending on the situation, but mainly iTunes or Audible if I'm buying books. Music I always buy from iTunes. And as Brian rightly said, I haven't bought a CD for a long time myself. The last CD I physically bought was a friend's Christmas CD that she personally recorded herself. So I haven't bought a CD for a long time, personally. So yes, in answer to the question, I think the record stores are going out of fashion. It's a shame. And it is going to be a sad time when it does happen. But as has already been mentioned, it's easier for us as visually impaired people in a way because we can browse online and we don't have to have people assisting us with that. We can do it completely on our own without any assistance. So in that regard, it's actually better for us. The second response I want to give is to the Braille support group. I'm glad that everyone seems to be getting going with that. The Facebook group I will join later on tonight when I go onto Facebook to check things out. I'm not very good at group searching, so I'll do my best to find it. But I will definitely join that and help in any way I can, whether it's on Audio Boo or anywhere else. Shut up, Audio Boo. Also, if there is anybody in the Birmingham area that wants to improve their Braille skills, or anyone in the surrounding areas that you may know of that may want to improve their Braille skills in the West Midlands that aren't on an Audio Boo, please feel free to put them in touch with me. And I'd be happy to help the best I can, even if it means going and seeing them and giving them some assistance. I'd be quite willing to do that. If there's anyone that lives in a reasonable enough distance for me to get to, I'd be quite happy to do that. Wouldn't be a problem at all, as I have got my guide dog and I am very confident at travelling. It's nice to hear that Joe and Amy's session went pretty well and that they managed to meet and actually have a discussion about how they wanted to take things forward. So I think that was useful. And hopefully with this group, more of us can start doing that. And I saw somebody's boo about how we could put it all together in Audio Boo. Maybe creating a channel would be a good idea, a Braille support channel. I don't know what everyone thinks about that idea, but creating a channel would be a good idea, because then you could have all the boos together. Like, if someone wanted to ask a question, they could ask on that particular channel, and we could respond to it. So that could be a really good channel. That could be a really good way to do it on Audio Boo, create an actual channel for this particular subject. I'd be quite happy to do it. I don't know how to go about it, but I'm sure I could find out, or somebody could tell me. I'd be quite happy to do that if people wanted to go the channel route. I think that'd be the easiest way to do it on Audio Boo, to be honest. But if people have any other suggestions, that'd be fine. I think the Facebook group is a great idea, because as I got a DM last night, not everyone wants to use Audio Boo for personal reasons, or just can't because they haven't got the relevant material in order to allow them to use it. So I definitely think that having the Facebook group as well as the Audio Boo is a good idea. But the best way to do it on Audio Boo, I think, would be to create a channel. And if anyone doesn't know, all you'd have to do is go into channels, go to the search box and type in Braille Support, if that's what the name of the channel was going to be. And then you'd all be able to follow the boos from that channel. And the moderator would approve each boo, basically. Or if you can set it so boos aren't needing approval, we could do that as well. But if we were going to do something on Audio Boo, I think that would be the best way. So anyone who wants to give thoughts on that, that would be interesting to hear. The other boo I wanted to respond to was the Dolores' boo about the accident, the helicopter crash today. I just listened to the eyewitness statements and I just listened to the boo, and I must say that is a very horrific thing. And I really hope that everyone involved in that is okay, and that there's no really bad injuries, and that, you know, it's a really sad thing to happen. And I just feel that, as I say, I just hope everyone who was in it, involved in it, recovers, and that everyone's fine. It's a really, really horrific thing to have happened, and I was, for one, sorry to hear about it. And excuse me, I've just shut my iPhone up. I also wanted to respond to Danny Miles, Ability Gateways, Booze. Hi Danny, good to hear from you on Audio Boo, mate. I didn't even know you were on it till the other day, till I saw you were following me. I'm really enjoying your booze. It's really interesting what you're doing, and it'd be cool for you to update us with what you're doing, like in the field and stuff. I find it really interesting what you do. In the future, I want to go into something to do with my public speaking skills. So, as a sort of business, not maybe a business, but I'd like to do it like in some way. In the future, so I am looking into that. So I'm really interested in your Audio Boos, so please keep them coming. I'll try and get your show tomorrow on Insight. There is an Insight Radio Audio Boo channel, so there is every chance that Danny's interview might be broadcasted on that, although I don't know what they actually broadcast. So if you can, guys, please listen to Danny's interview about blind football. I think you'll find it interesting. It may even be something you want to get into. And me and Danny, as players, can both give you the information that you need. If you live in the Midlands, West Midlands, or if you live in the West Brom / Birmingham area, I can give you the info for the West Brom team and put you in touch with the relevant people. If you live in the London area, or that kind of a, Danny can put you in touch with his coaches or whoever runs his team. And there's also other teams around the country, so anyone who would want more information on that, we can help with that. We can put you in touch with relevant people who can help. So if anyone does want more information, you know, get in touch with me or Danny at Ability Gateway, and we will do what we can. So I just wanted to respond to them boos that I'd heard, because I just wanted to give my views. But that helicopter crash, as I say, is really horrific, and I really, really do hope that people are okay and that there hasn't been too much injury. it's a very, very, very shocking thing to have happened. And I think that was a really good idea of Dolores, to go to the site and actually audio do an eyewitness's statement. I think that was absolutely brilliant, actually. And Audio Boo is a great platform because you could actually use it to interview people. And I'm actually thinking of doing that. I may even ask a couple of people if they'd be willing to be interviewed on Audio Boo. I think it's a good platform, so I may look into that. That was a really interesting boo that Dolores put up about the eyewitness statements. So, yeah, I really enjoyed them. Anyway, as I said, I just wanted to respond to them few boos and give my comments and opinions, and hope to speak to everyone soon. And I know a few people have fed back and said they enjoyed my boo about books. I'm glad that that was enjoyed by people. And I shall boo tomorrow. And I have decided that it is a surprise, so I'm not going to tell anyone what my boo's going to be about for tomorrow, until tomorrow comes. So, if I don't boo again this evening, like if I don't hear something that interests me and boo again this evening, I shall speak to you all tomorrow, which will be the 16th. So, bye everybody. Oh no, it's the 16th today, isn't it? Is it? Yeah, 17th. Sorry about that. So I shall speak to you all very soon. Bye, everybody. Take care.